when you dump something into the Mississippi River in Memphis, eventually it might get to New Orleans. They're waiting and watching there after Memphis decided to pump sewage water into the Mississippi temporarily over the last few days because of a pump failure at a wastewater treatment plant. Joining us now is Tom Charlier, who's a reporter at the Commercial Appeal newspaper in Memphis. Tom, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
And why did the plant have to pump this wastewater into the river?
Well, it was a series of electrical and mechanical failures that were related to the high water on the Mississippi River. The river was about 5 feet over flood stage, and that, coupled with the age of the plant, resulted in an electrical outage, and that resulted in these major pumps that are used to pump wastewater from the sewer interceptor up into the treatment plant becoming inoperable. And when that happened, the plant essentially shut down.
And when you say the age of the plant, how old is the plant?
A little over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. So how much wastewater went into the river?
By the time it's all said and done, they expect there will be about 300 million gallons.
Wow. Which sounds like a lot to me.
It is, and unless you look at the overall flow of the Mississippi River, which is so immense, especially above flood stage now, you've got about 11 million gallons of water moving past you every second. So it does get quite diluted. Plus, this wastewater already had been diluted because some of the rainwater and backup creek water and everything had flooded into the sewer system before it even got to the plant. So it is somewhat dilute.
How often does this happen?
Well, it's almost hopefully not going to become an annual rite of spring, but this is the second time in 3 years that we've had flooding followed by a major sewer disaster. 2 years ago, we had an even worse situation where a 96-inch interceptor basically broke when the stream bank it was flowing along collapsed and carried the pipe into the water with it, and hundreds of millions of gallons of concentrated raw sewage flowed into a harbor that is connected to the Mississippi River and resulted in a fish kill of at least 72,000 fish. So that one was even more severe, and it resulted in the state came out with a fine. They proposed about a $513,000 fine against the city because of that.
How much is the city going to have to pay because of this week's situation?
It's uncertain now. I doubt it'll be as much as that because they don't know of any fish kills yet. That was part of the reasoning behind the last fine. But there definitely will be a fine, and it certainly will be in the tens of thousands of dollars. But right now, the state environmental agency overseeing this is just more concerned with getting everything fixed.
Does the blame go to the age of the infrastructure, or does it go to the fact that the Mississippi River is flooding and getting up to a higher level than it has?
Well, mostly the age, and over the years, Memphis, like a lot of cities, didn't invest adequately in its system and in an effort to keep sewer rates low. Lots of cities all over the country did this. And now they have recognized in the past, several years, they've begun a very aggressive modernization and upgrade of the whole system. And they're going to be spending about $1.3 billion over the next 15 years to do things that will make these sorts of events less likely.
Who needs to be worried downriver from Memphis?
Well, anyone drawing drinking water. Our drinking water here locally comes from a deep aquifer. We don't have to worry about it directly, but New Orleans gets drinking water, and there are some other cities that get drinking water from the Mississippi. Also, in the past decade or so, the Mississippi has become more of a recreational haven. There's a lot more kayaking, paddleboarding. Some people like to camp and even swim in parts of it. It's become a lot more recreation-oriented. And for that reason, people involved in those activities would probably be well-advised to stay upstream from this.
You've been reporting on this story. Can you see the wastewater in the river, or have you been able to see it?
No, you can't really see it. The plant and the discharge area is above downtown, and it's sort of in an obscure area. the river right now just looks very swollen, carrying a lot of, trees and limbs, things like that, but you can't really see it. Now, one of the things that the city has had a problem with at the sewage treatment plant, even when it's operating well, is that they've had foam that comes along with the discharge, and at certain times the foam could get very heavy. But under an EPA consent decree that was entered into back in 2012, the city agreed to make a number of upgrades, including a project that will eliminate foam at this plant just north of downtown.
That's Tom Charlier, who's a reporter at the Commercial Appeal newspaper in Memphis. Tom, thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.